Praise the Lord. Well, we had two good crusades, and one in Montgomery, Alabama, one in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was, we had good meetings. Thank you for, you know, that's what you get for having me as part of your pastor. Craig's the other part, me and Lynette. We go all the time. We go all the time. So when we go out, we expect y'all to pray for us, because you know that if we're going out, well, you're going out too. You may be here, but you're still going out. All right, because you're part of the Rhema bunch. You know, there's one thing that I think that most people don't really get a grasp on, and that is the power and authority in the name of Jesus. You know, if you want to do an more in-depth study than what I'm going to do here tonight, because I'm going to talk about using the name of Jesus. My dad's book, The Believer's Authority, and then my book, Jesus' Name Above All Names. That's two, if you want to do a little more studying, that's two good resources to do a little more studying in. You know, many people always say God is in control of everything, but God's not in control of everything. If God was in control, it would still be nice and peaceful like it was in the Garden of Eden. But, you know, I mean, you got wars and you got violent crimes and all kinds of junk going on. Sickness, disease, unbelief, doubt, torment, fear, everything's happening. And people say, well, God's in charge. No, God's not in charge. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that the devil is the god of this world. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, because Adam had dominion over this earth. He had dominion over this part, over this world. And he gave that to the enemy. And so it's the enemy that's causing all this. Now, when you think about it, you see why. Because Jesus said that the enemy is come but to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what all those things that I just mentioned, that's what they're doing, destroying, killing, so forth. But now we as the church have something to say about where we are and what we're doing, because Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Now, all of us here, Jesus says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And he delegated that authority on earth to the believers, us. And so, in fact, you see in Mark 16, we all know this, and it's Mark 16, 17, 18, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, here we see that the key to this is believing what the Word of God says and then doing it. You know, I say it all the time. You probably heard me say it many times. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. Amen. You know, now here in verse 17, he had says that for us that we have the name of Jesus in my name. You know, we look at then at John 14. Now look at John 14. Begin with the 13th verse. John 14, 13. If you want to get the, you know, I'm just touching some high spots, but you get my book out there called Jesus' Name Above All Names. I did several sessions talking about the name of Jesus. Now, here in John 14:13, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now notice Jesus said here to ask the Father in his name. Why? Because all the power and all the authority had been given to Jesus Christ when he was with his death, burial, and resurrection, and his ascending to set on high. And therefore, we already read where he said that all power and all authority was his in heaven and in earth. And he turns around and gives that authority and that power to us here that are part of his body of Christ, us that's born again. Now, here in my book, I'm going to just take an excerpt here and read it. I say there is saving, healing, delivering, life-giving power in the precious name of Jesus. There is more power in the name of Jesus than most of us understand. You know, when we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, it is just as if Jesus is asking himself. The name of Jesus has power. Now, it says here, when you ask the Father in Jesus' name, it's just like him asking. You know, in one sense of the word, in something that we might understand it a little better, is that Jesus has given us the power of attorney. The power, any of you ever went through the process and signed all the papers and the legal documents and got power of attorney? Yes, several of you have. Now, what that does and says is that when I have been, my dad did that for when he was gone, I was supposed to take care of mom and everything. And what it actually means is when I say it, it's the same as him saying it. Right? It's the same as that person. So when we go to the Father in the name of Jesus, it's the same as if Jesus is going there. You know, how many of you, growing up, you had some siblings, brothers and sisters? You know, how many of you, I've done it, and my sis has done it with me. We are just two of us. But we wanted to do something, and I'd say, you go ask mama. Why did I do that? Because I thought she had a little more influence with mama than I did. Any of y'all ever done that with your brothers or sisters? Yeah. Well, we have been given the authority. We have some influence with the name of Jesus. You see, heaven stands at attention at the name of Jesus. You know, when you just say the words Jesus several times, and something, the whole atmosphere starts to change. Anybody ever notice that? You know, we're often limited sometimes because we try to do things in our own power when we should just say Jesus. You know, look at John 16. Turn over a couple chapters. John 16:23. All right, got it. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. Now here Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he said, hey, up until now you hadn't had to ask my Father for anything. You asked me. In other words, they were asking him. And he said, until now. You see, until the time of Jesus' death, the disciples asked Jesus personally. They were walking with him. They hadn't asked anything in the name of Jesus because they could ask him. Here it's saying that the day is coming when you will ask in his name. When is that day? That day started the day he arose from the grave and went to heaven on high. That's when that day started. Now is the day to ask for salvation. Now, in Jesus' name. Now is the time to ask for healing in the name of Jesus. Now is the time to ask for forgiveness, ask for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Now is the time to ask for provision in the name of Jesus. Now is the time to use the name of Jesus. You know, the name of Jesus unlocks all of heaven's resources. Hello. Now, how many of you, you know, I've got a key right here. This key will unlock any door on the Rhema campus, all of those buildings. It will unlock that door out there because it is a grand master. And there's only a few people that have one of these. Me, Lynette, Craig, Denise, the security guard. But everybody else has keys. Tim here, he works there. He's got a key that he can get into. He can get into the administration building and into his office. But his key won't work to come upstairs to where my office is. It won't unlock nothing. Hello. I mean, Anthony, he works there. He's probably got a key to You got a key to the music area. He has a key to get into the music area. But he can't go into any other area. Because it won't allow it. This key is like the name of Jesus. It will allow me to go anywhere. The name of Jesus will allow you to unlock every door and walk in and receive provision that the Word of God said belongs to you. You know, the name of Jesus should be used in every difficult situation you find yourself in. See, it helps us to bring the power of God into existence. You know, I've been in several countries. In some of them, I've been in some potentially dangerous situations. And I just under my breath, nobody else heard me saying it. Excuse me. I just started saying, Jesus, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus. And I kept saying it until I was out of the situation. You know, you can potentially be in some situations. I know that my daughter, I mean, we use the name of Jesus all the time. I mean, Lynetta hear me, we drive down, I just say, thank you, Jesus. Or I just say, in the name of Jesus. Because I'm just enforcing all of the things that I've been praying about in the name of Jesus. Thank you, in the name of Jesus. You know, Denise was driving, it's been a couple, 3 or 4 years ago now. It was icy, and the roads were icy, and she was talking to her mother on the phone, and all of a sudden, Denise just started hollering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Of course, she learned that from us, and it went quiet. She just hollered, Jesus, 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 and then she said, well, there was a car spinning out of control and was headed right for me, head on, right into me, and said just before it got to me, it just went over in the ditch. Well, somebody said, oh, it would have done that anyway. I don't know that it would have. She used the name of Jesus. Hello. See, you need to realize that the name of Jesus is powerful. You know, like I told you, I've been in many countries, go through custom lines, and I've been in some places where, I don't know, the custom officials, for some reason, they got to arguing and with the people and going on, and sometimes, I don't know how many of you have done too much international travel, but sometimes in those countries, when you're going through customs, they want you to slip them a $5 or $10 bill, and everything, it don't matter what you got in your suitcase, they're going to let you through. Well, they get to arguing and going on, and I stand back there, man, and it was starting to get really chaotic. And I just started saying, Jesus, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm protected. And all of a sudden, everybody quit screaming and hollering. Chaos stopped. And the custom officials, they sent five, six, seven, eight people through. Didn't even look at their luggage. Didn't do anything. Just said, go on, get out of here. You know, well, I attributed it to the power of the name of Jesus. You know, when you go to many countries sometimes, you will feel that demonic power. I don't know, any of you ever been in some of these countries and felt that power? I know I was in the army and I came off a plane in a certain place overseas in the army, and I wrote Dad and I told him, of course I knew what it was. I'd been traveling with him enough to know. But when I stepped off of that plane, I felt the power of the enemy, because I got the power of God. And the enemy don't like that. In many places, there are too many people yielding to the occult. Now, don't look at me like I'm crazy. It happens. It's that way. And those witch doctors and different ones have some power. I've seen some of it, but it's demonic power. Remember in the Bible, all of the Pharaoh's wizards and people, they stayed with Aaron, right? Everything that was going on, right? Until he reached down and he picked his rod that turned into a snake. He reached down and picked it up. They couldn't do it with theirs. Theirs didn't turn in back. It didn't work. You see, the devil has some power, but he don't have all power. And the devil recognizes the power of the name of Jesus, because it's Jesus that defeated him. You know, I've told this story before, but I was riding my motorcycle with a group of my buddies in the army. We had gone down island and we were coming back, and we rounded a curve in the mountains. And if you ever ridden in the mountains, between two mountains, there can be really strong, gusty winds. In fact, my pilots have to, they take special training to go and land at some of the airports up in Colorado because of the mountains and the wind. I don't know whether any of y'all realize that or not, but it's so. You need some special training if you're going to be landing in some of those airports up there in Colorado in the mountains. And I got the smallest bike of all of them. I got a 150 Honda Dream. Them other guys are riding 63 Triumph Bonnevilles. It's in 63 when it happened. And BSAs. Anybody here ever seen a BSA motorcycle? It's one lung. I mean, it's one huge piston in there. It's a different kind of a bike. Some of them had some Honda 250 Scramblers. I don't think they ever brought those out over here to the U.S. And then there's some other guys had a, one guy had a 350 Honda Dream, and I don't know. There's just several different bikes. And so I'm on the tail end of the group, and I got mine about wide open trying to keep up with them. And we come around this curve, and on a bike, you're already leaned over anyway, and the wind caught it, and I started sliding. Well, I was kicking gears and kicking my foot on the ground trying to get that thing back up. And I was sliding toward a 1,000-foot drop-off. And I didn't have time to call a prayer meeting. I didn't have no cell phone to call nobody. I couldn't call every prayer line in the country. I just started yelling, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And about that time, the bike went up in the air, and I landed in the middle of the asphalt road. And by that time, I was down about second gear, and I hit the ground. And it goes, and then we went up on the mountain, the grass, and back down, and I stopped. And I'm sitting in the middle of the road like this, saying, thank you, Jesus. I didn't really get scared until then. Then I started trembling. And the guys, they realized that I wasn't with them. They turned around and came back. And they shined their lights, and you could see where my tire broadside right here to the edge. And one old boy said, man, the edge of your tire caught that bank and throwed you back up there. I said, didn't do it either. I said, it's God. You know, I don't know what he thought about it and didn't care. But I didn't have time to fast and pray. I'm sliding toward a 1,000-foot drop off. All I had time to do is say the name of Jesus about 3 times, and that's it. But you see, when you're in danger, you don't have time to pray. Just speak the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. People only realize the power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen.
You know, when I was about 5 years old, I was staying with my grandmother, my dad's mom. And so I was about five, and I'm sleeping there with her. And I woke up or something. I heard her just saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And so I just quietly said, what's the matter? She said, well, turn over there. And the windows was right beside of where I was, and said, there's a man trying to get in. And I turned and I looked, and sure enough, the old man from up the street was trying to break in. And he had the window screen off, but every time he tried to put his leg in, he couldn't do it. And finally he left, but she just kept saying, Jesus. Now, my grandmother, my dad's grandpa, her dad, Grandpa Drake, and when the Depression came, he had a lot of property, lots and lots of property. And everybody said that he had given, and Pat's mama, my grandmother, she had gone through a traumatic experience. She had gone blind, not because of anything physically, but through a traumatic thing. And then some doctors, and you talk about when Dad was born, it was 1917, so it was back there, and some doctor put something in her eyes, and that was it, destroyed them. And so, you know, she prayed, and they had the story out that her father had given her a bunch of money, and she kept it in a trunk in her closet. Well, there wasn't nothing in that trunk but quilts. I can tell you that, because that's where we'd get quilts out to put on the bed. And that's all was in that trunk. Wasn't no money in that trunk. But it was all over town, and people were always trying to break in back there then. You know, what, I was five, so I would have been about 44, something like that. But she just kept saying the name of Jesus. And you see... Jesus has the power. There's power in the name of Jesus. You see, when you learn how to appropriate the name of Jesus, the power of God will come on the scene. You know, many people just don't ever do it. I mean, we never go in a vehicle, never get on the plane to fly, that we don't say, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we claim the 91st Psalm, you'll bless our going in and our coming out. Yes. You know, in my book there on page 16, I say, many of us don't fully realize the protecting power that is in the name of Jesus. But that same power is available today. That power is available. The name of Jesus can be used against these unseen forces. You know, I was already talking about that. You know, you have an authority where you are. Where your physical presence are, you have authority. Now, many people talk about when you come into the church, or many people talk about when they come on a property at Rhema, they feel this different. Well, the difference is because everybody on this coming on there, and everybody's coming in here tonight, we're bringing the power of God with us, because probably all of us have been using the name of Jesus. You know, you have authority wherever you're at. You know, we live in Tornado Alley. Last night, they had tornado watches, some tornado warnings. I don't know whether I think they had them over here, because I remember seeing one of the something on our TV that showed. There was the minute I hear tornado watch, I start saying in the name of Jesus, all Rhema's property is protected. Why? Because I have that authority, because I'm over all the Rhema's property. And I start saying that all of my personal property is protected in the name of Jesus. And then I say my son, my daughter, I call their names. I call my grandson's names that they're protected. See, because I have authority there. See, you can't go where you don't have authority. And then one of the things is I agree with all of my parishioners. I agree with them that their property is protected. See, I don't have the authority, but if you do, then I can agree with you. Help me understand what I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. You know, like I said, I never get on an airplane that we don't pray. In fact, there's Anthony and there's Melissa. They fly with us on the aircraft. In fact, we just got back from the Crusades. They'll tell you when those engines start, before that plane ever rolls, we join hands and we pray. And I say, I thank you in the name of Jesus that every instrument on this plane will operate properly. Well, there will be no malfunctions of anything. We'll have good flying weather. We're safe from the time these wheels roll here, whatever city it is, till the time we stop in whatever city we're stopping in. But I do it every time I get on that plane. We get in the car to come over here. Lynette will say, thank you, because she drives over, I drive back. She said, thank you for Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for a safe trip. I say, amen. All right. You need to learn to do that in the name of Jesus. You know, when you get familiar and you use the name of Jesus, protect us as we go, then it opens your spirit up and you need to listen to your spirit. You know, I know many times with Dad traveling with him back when I was 6, 8, 10 years old, many times we would, like, I remember one particular time we stopped at some minister's house to see them. He wanted us to pray with them, and they had been some of his mentors, and we had prayed before we headed out to the car. And we were already in, me, Mom, Sis, were already in the car. Dad was standing there talking to Papa Goodwin. And Dad said, we can't go now. Come on, let's go back in the house. Well, you see, we had prayed and asked for protection in the name of Jesus. So while he's standing there talking, the Spirit of God on the inside of him began to say, don't go now. Now, many people I know that have overrode that and they got in trouble. Well, if we would have left exactly when we started to, we would have been right in the middle of a big accident. You know, when you're continually using the name of Jesus, you use your spirit. I woke up one night several years ago, and in the middle of the night, which is unusual for me because usually I wake up a lot, but I go right back to sleep. I'm a light sleeper, but I always go back to sleep. But I realized that it was the Spirit of God. And so I woke her up and we began to pray. And we prayed for a while. Now we were scheduled, this is pre-85, so it was before the church started. We were scheduled to fly out that next morning, a Saturday morning, and fly somewhere to do a weekend service. Well, we started praying, and she said, well, what are you praying about? I said, I don't really, I believe it's about the flying tomorrow. And I said, unless we get a release, I'm not flying. Now, some people say, oh, you got to go. No, you don't have to go. If the Spirit of God is working with you, you stand pat. We prayed for a while, and then I got a release. But if I hadn't got a release, I wouldn't have went. You see, I began to pray in the name of Jesus and asked him to show me what was going on and so forth. Now, Lynette, just 3 or 4 years ago, she's going out on Kenosha and a quarter of a mile from our campus is the signal light there at Kenosha and 145th Street. Well, she's headed that way. The light's green. No use to slow down. But something said to her, slow down. Now, you see, you can start arguing with the Spirit of God. But because you've been in tune with using praying in the name of Jesus, your spirit listened. So she slowed down. When she did, a car came through that intersection about 100 miles an hour and it almost got her nose of her car because she had slowed down. But if she hadn't slowed down, it would have got her right in the driver's side. But you see, we need to learn, even though we pray and ask for protection in the name of Jesus, but then if something prompts us to go slow down or not to go right now, we better learn to listen to that. See, there is power in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus releases the power of God to help you in every area of your life. You know, there's a song we used to sing. Dan Morrison used to sing it. He's as close as the mention of his name. That's how close he is to you all the time. You just need to call on him. He's there. He's there. Everything, the Word of God says that everything has to bow and come under subjection to the name of Jesus. You can read it there in Corinthians. So I said, well, why don't you tell us where it is? Because if I tell you where it is, then you might remember, you might not. But if you go look it and hunt it up and look it up for yourself, you'll always remember it. Did you know that? That's the reason that sometimes when I'm ministering, I just say it says in the Bible certain thing. The reason I do that, because I want you to go find it for yourself, read it for yourself, because when you do, you will remember it. Do you know that? That's a teaching principle. If any of you ever been in education, that's a teaching principle. See, the name of Jesus causes you to walk in victory. The name of Jesus gives you everything you need. You know, so today is the day to want to rise up and use the name of Jesus. Everybody stand up with me and say it. Jesus. 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 Come on, say it. As you begin to say Jesus, you'll find out that things begin to change. It's in the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow. It's at the name of Jesus that everything has to come into subjection. Everything changes at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here we have a cloth. Bonnie Smith's niece, they got to redo the kidney transplant. So let's pray over this. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the healing power of God's in this. I thank you as they redo this transplant. I thank you that everything will be perfect. There'll be no rejection and everything will work fine with no complications, no infections. Everything, that body will receive that kidney and everything will be fine in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. Always pray in the name of Jesus. Always end your prayer in the name of Jesus. Hello. That's what he said for us to do. In the name of Jesus, it all comes to pass. Amen. Philippians 2:10. Okay, you looked it up. Okay. See, she went and looked it up. She took the concordance and looked it up. Now you can go look it up. Go read it though yourself, Philippians 2:10. All right. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads for just a moment. If there happens to be somebody in here who needs Christ or you need to rededicate your life, I want to give you that opportunity right now. Thank you, Jesus. Just step out and come down here. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anybody want hands laid on them for healing right now in the name of Jesus? We'll do that. Just step out and come on down. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? All the time. You got something you want to sing, Anthony?
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. One more time. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Did you just get that or did you get it some other time? Huh? It is a song. I never heard it before. Hallelujah. Well, there's power in the name of Jesus. All right. Next Sunday night right here. Come expecting 6 o'clock. Praise the Lord. Turn around, shake hands with somebody and say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to use the name of Jesus. God bless you.